Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this program, we are going to be discussing about a few ways to realize and understand and recognize God. Now, it may seem to be a daunting task. It's not easy to understand God. But what we're talking about is just realizing the presence of God, okay? Knowing that He exists, okay, for the conviction of our heart that Allah exists and He created the world is what we are after. So there are two ways of knowing that Allah exists. Scholars have written in their books that one is the inward way, and then the other one is the outward way. Inward way is when we get in touch with our deep inner self and we hear the cry of monotheism from within the depths of ourselves. Now, this is by far the easiest way to recognize God and the presence of God. There's a sound from within. And then there's an outward way. The outward way is that we explore the expansive created world and see the signs of the Creator in all the creatures and in the heart of every atom. And today, we will discuss this outward way. So, you know, from our observations, we know that in order to come into being and to remain, every living creature must be a part of a series of laws and special conditions. For instance, for a tree to be, like to exist, water and suitable earth and a specific temperature are necessary for us to plant seeds and nourish them, and each seed to become green and grow. So we know that these conditions have to be in place. Now we human beings, we exist. This means those conditions exist. Who puts these conditions in place? Somebody's got to put these conditions in place and prepare them for us to exist. Then the second point that we're going to bring to your attention is that if these conditions do not exist, there is no possibility of growth. So imagine a plant, right? Let's say that a land exists, but it's a barren land. In a barren land, a plant cannot exist. The land, of course, exists, but the conditions are not suitable for a plant to exist and also remain. That's more important, right? You know, coming into being, sometimes, you know, you see small little plants coming out of earth, but since there are not those conditions available, it does not remain. It just dies off. Every creature has a special effect which is exclusive to it. Water and fire each have their own particularities which do not separate from them, and they constantly follow permanent laws. So with this, we're going to go on a short break, and once we return from the break, we're going to bring to you two more points which are very interesting in understanding that this outward way also exists in addition to the inward way for us to recognize and know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay with us.
creature, from humans to animals, has been given the necessary organs, in the most perfect manner, to continue their life. If God is not accepted as the creator of these organs, God forbid, then they will have to find logical answers to these questions. 1. The human body has several organs such as the hands, feet, heart, etc. If atoms that are not aware of themselves construct organs, then how can they produce immensely enormous organs such as the hands, feet, and heart? 2. How is it that atoms that have no knowledge regarding the conditions of life are able to design the organs in a way that is compatible with these conditions? How is it that the eyes atoms that have never seen the sun before are able to construct eyes that see the sun? How is it that the ears atoms that have never heard sounds before are able to construct ears that can hear? How is it that the tongues atoms that have never tasted anything before are able to produce a tongue that can taste? How is it that the noses atoms that have never smelled a scent before are able to produce a nose that distinguishes all sorts of scents? This question is also pertinent to the other organs of the body. 3. Molecules do not have molds. Despite this, the organs they assemble look like as if they have come straight out of a mold. How can this be achieved? 4. How do they determine the most befitting spots for these organs? And how do they place these organs into these most suitable spots? 5. How do they determine the number of organs? It seems as if these atoms are as intelligent as Avicenna. Even if there were 1,000 Avicennas, they probably would not be able to fulfill any of them. Then, how is it that these atoms are able to accomplish these tasks? In addition, let us not overlook this. When a child is 5 years old, he can no longer wear the shirt he was wearing when he was a year old. Likewise, when the child becomes 10 years old, he can no longer wear the shirt he was wearing when he was 5 years old. And when he is 20 years old, he cannot wear the shirt he was wearing when he was 10 years old. That is, as man grows up, the garments get smaller. However, a person does not have a garment that never gets small as he or she grows up. And it is the garment of the body skin. Who is the tailor who expands the garment as the body expands? Who widens it when the body fattens? Makes it smaller when the body loses weight? And who alters the garment perfectly by not making it too tight or too loose? This is also applicable to animals and trees. Who is the entity that sews garments for so many trees and animals and that alters them as the trees and animals grow? While we have not been able to explain the formation of organs, we now have to deal with the appearance of these garments. Who else other than God could grant every creature perfect organs and sew them the most practical garments? Put the universe aside and think of only one fly. If all people were to gather, could they attach a wing onto a fly and sew the most suitable garment for it?
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبا إن في الجنة نارا من لبا لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن.
Welcome back to your listeners. So today in this show, we're discussing the two ways of recognizing or realizing that the God exists and God is present. The first way is the inward way, we said, and the second way is the outward way. Inward way is that sound, is that voice, is that call from within a person that compels them that Allah exists. And then the outward way is when we look at the creatures and this world itself and realize that there is somebody who designed it, somebody who made it all happen. So the third point that we're going to discuss after the first two points before the break is that all the members, all the organs of living creatures work and are coordinated with each other. So if you realize like a human body, you realize like an animal's body, you realize and notice and observe a plant's, a bird's body, right? You see that they have different organs, they're working in a coordinated fashion. Okay. As an example, there's this very human body, which is itself a world. It's a universe of its own. All works together consciously and unconsciously in a special coordination. Okay, look at our body parts. For instance, if a danger arises, all of our body parts are mobilized for defense. You know, have you ever thought like how this cooperation and relationship between the different body parts and organs, it works out in case of different situations? This relationship and cooperation is another sign of the order in the universe. This order is very important. If you notice around you, around yourself, anywhere, right, you see there's a certain order that things are working in. Who puts this order in place? You know, this question alone, if we were to ponder about it, they would reach that conclusion that it is someone who is the in charge of the entire world and the entire universe, who has put these laws in place, who has put this coordination and collaboration in place. Last but not the least, one look at the world scene, it makes it clear that not only are all organs of one body and one living creature in coordination with each other, but all the various creatures of the world are also in special coordination with each other. It's not just human beings. You keep looking. Everything that you see, all the living beings you see, all the living creatures you see, you will see that they are working in a very organized manner. For instance, for the nourishment of living creatures, the sun shines, cloud bring rain, and the earth and resources of the earth, they also help. You know, it's not just one piece of the puzzle. There are different pieces that come together to make that thing happen. This all shows that the existence of one clear system, and I repeat, the system, it exists in the world and the universe. You look at the galaxies, everything is working in an organized manner. Okay, there's a pattern, right? So once you start seeing that, you're compelled that, okay, it's not me, it's not other people like me who have put that in place. So there's got to be someone who is out there, who created all this to begin with, and then put it all in an organized manner to work in an organized fashion. Well, thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.